This week in the parasha, we find the entire subject of going into battle. And there's a specific kohen that addresses the army. And he starts off with the words, Shema Yisrael. And Rashi asks, why did he use the words of Shema? And he brings from Chazal the answer, even if the only zchus you have is that you said Shema Yisrael, that is going to be enough to save you. It doesn't say if you kept one mitzvah or Shabbos, that would be enough. It says Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim. The next paragraph, Vayim Shemaya, refers to Kim HaMitzvahs, but Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim is saying accepting the yoke of heaven. What is this yoke of heaven that we're talking about over here? It's not talking about accepting the mitzvahs, because that's Vayim Shemaya. So what is the first part of Shema Yisrael of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim? You know, for many of us, our issues isn't do we believe in one God or many gods. Today, that really isn't in fashion, believing in many gods. But what really, when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are we supposed to be connecting and thinking about? Hashem Echad means it's only Hashem and nothing else. It means there's no alternative. There's one goal, Hashem, the loving creator. Hashem who created for the sole purpose of giving us. And what does he give? He gives the opportunity to have a relationship with him. This is our one purpose. At the beginning of Maseiras Yesharim, it starts by telling us, what's the obligation of a man in the world? To connect to Hashem, to build a relationship with Hashem. And nothing else compares to that pleasure. The only thing worth living for is that closeness to Hashem. O Malchus Shemaim means that we're brought into the world for the sake of developing a relationship with Hashem. In the first parasha of Shema, there's a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, which includes both of these elements, feeling the closeness of Hashem. It's not just an empty, I believe in Hashem. It's a real relationship. It's that feeling of knowing that Hashem loves us and craves giving and sharing. And he gives us the opportunity for a relationship and craves that relationship with us. This is our single purpose in life. And then, when it comes to making our life decisions, the way that you base and you ask yourself, the question we ask ourselves is, will this take me closer to Hashem or further away? Looking ahead towards Rosh Hashanah, there's really one thing that ultimately it's all about. What are my life goals? What are we all about? Because when it comes to it, we're not going to always withstand tests. We're humans and the struggles and we make mistakes. But there's one question Hashem wants to know in Rosh Hashanah. What are we all about? Are we craving coming closer to Him or not? What makes a difference is O Malchus Shemaim. Do we understand there's a creator created for a purpose, which is to have a relationship with Hashem? This is what we need today more than anything else. To know and feel the reality of Hashem. And knowing that He created us because He loves us. And knowing the number one goal is to be close to Him. In fact, the Ikar Teshuvah is Ahavas Hashem. The Ikar Teshuvah, the whole of Elul, building up to Rosh Hashanah, is Ahavas Hashem. And the Avodah of Ahavas Hashem is the Avodah of true Simcha. And therefore, really, Mishenichnas Elul, Marbim B'Simchas Ahavas Hashem. Good Shabbos. May we all feel the Ahavas Hashem. May we all be B'Simcha in knowing that Hashem loves us and understand there's no greater pleasure than having that in our lives. Wishing you a good Shabbos.